Continuing the conversation now, and back with us, of course, our regular guest, Dr. John Lott here, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can find out a lot more. We've been hearing a lot of things about the gun control laws going on in Virginia, learning now that it might run deeper, and we're going to be digging into that going forward because it impacts martial arts, the training of martial arts, believe it or not. Other equipment could be involved, not just guns. We'll get to that. But also the red flag law being put forth. This is a way to take away lawfully owned equipment from people with an ex parte order. An ex parte order meaning you didn't get a chance to defend yourself in court before you lose your guns. They come and take your property, and it might take you a year or more to get it back if you ever get it back. Dr. Lott, welcome back.
Morning.
These red flag laws are so vague in some cases. You know, well, Gruber, he's a crazy guy. He scares me. I mean, something as simple as that could mean the police are on my door knocking, say, well, the neighbor says, your ex-spouse says, your old girlfriend says, whatever it may be, you're not safe to yourself or to others. Doesn't have to be any evidence, and it's ex parte, which means I don't get to go into court to defend myself before they demand and order my guns confiscated. That's the slippery slope that's created here, is it not?
And all the judge sees in front of them when they're making the decision is a complaint that's been given to them, and as you say, the complaint could be anybody from a neighbor or a friend. It could be somebody who's extremely well-meaning, maybe doesn't completely understand the circumstances, or just is making an honest mistake about something. But that's all the judge sees in front of them is simply the complaint that's there.
So that's all they see. There's no chance for you to defend yourself. And then you basically have to invert due process in America. And what I mean by that is you don't have to go in and have them prove your guilt. You have to go prove your innocence, your stability, whatever it may be, to get your property returned to you, right?
Well, I mean, the big problem is you have to go and hire your own lawyer to do it. We're maybe talking about $10,000 or so to hire a lawyer for a hearing that's there. And the vast majority of people who are faced with this process don't find it worthwhile to go in and hire a lawyer. I mean, the one thing that happens to them, the only thing that can happen to them in these proceedings is that they'll lose their ability to go and own a gun. And while a lot of people may value being able to go and own a gun, it's not worth $10,000 to them to go and do it. To me, the big thing is that if you're really concerned about somebody, either being a danger to themselves or others, there's already a law in Virginia that deals with this. And in fact, they have this type of law already in effect in all the states. It goes by different names, Baker Acts in some states, or in Virginia. It's called emergency custody orders and temporary detention orders. And what happens there is that you have an initial evaluation by some mental health care professionals, and then an immediate hearing where a judge will listen to the experts there to see whether or not the person has a mental health issue. The other thing is, with regard to red flag laws, they're overwhelmingly used because of concerns about suicide.
Right.
But and people talk about them in terms of mental health, but there are no mental health care experts involved in the process, unlike these.
But when it comes to the Baker Act, because and Dr. John Lott here with us is, as he is every week. The Baker Act, I know a lot of people live in Florida. They're very familiar with the Baker Act. It's been on the books for 35 years, give or take. And they say it works very well because, first of all, you're not arrested. You're taken into custody. You're evaluated, like you said. And then a determination is made. They don't just come to your house, pound on the door, and say, we have a court order to take your guns or whatever it may be, right? It's a different approach. And from all accounts, gun owners, non-gun owners, and everybody in the middle, the Baker Act, as it applies in Florida, works pretty well. What are your thoughts?
It's all the states have this, and the judge has a whole range of decisions. They can go and take away your guns if that's what they want to do. They can go and say, well, you'll go and receive voluntary treatment. They can agree to that with some follow-up hearing to see whether or not that's working well. Only in the most extreme cases will they involuntarily commit the person that's there. But, you know, it's, you know, the irony is that many Democrats have criticized these types of involuntary commitments as not providing enough civil rights protections. But they provide a lot more, for example, in terms of providing legal counsel if you can't afford it, that aren't in the red flag laws at all. And I think what's going on there is that rather than gun control advocates going and maybe trying to amend the existing laws if they have some problems with it, they think it's a lot easier to avoid these civil rights protections in an entirely new piece of legislation than it would be to go and try to rip out those types of protections in the existing law.
Sure.
And since this, the red flag laws only deal with taking away people's guns, they find it a lot easier just to ignore the civil rights protections that are there. You know, the irony is that if you're really concerned about somebody committing suicide, for example, is really just taking away a person's guns, is that really the serious solution to dealing with that? It doesn't seem to me that it is. There's so many different ways that somebody can go and commit suicide that, you know, you would think you'd provide some type of mental health evaluation or something along those lines. But
you're applying common sense to the conversation here. Of course you would. You know, if you have somebody that, you know, they can still jump off a bridge or step in front of a train or whatever it might be. Mental health evaluation, a Baker Act type approach might be much more appropriate. Dr. John Locke, greatly appreciate the time as always. The president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more always at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Doctor, always a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here weekly to carry a good old-fashioned common sense. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.